The Vermont legislature passed a measure in the just-adjourned session calling for the development of a genuine progress indicator to move beyond the monetary gross state product. On Wednesday, the Gund Institute for Ecological Economics at the University of Vermont will host a conference, Measuring What Matters to Move the Initiative Forward. Genuine Progress Indicator Project Coordinator Eric Zensi.
In general, we're looking to either complement or eventually perhaps replace the focus on GDP as a measure of our economic well-being. As measurements go, GDP doesn't subtract costs from benefits. So when, for instance, Hurricane Irene dumped all that water on Vermont and washed out roads, as far as GDP knows, that's a good thing because we spent money to replace the roads. One difference between GDP and the genuine progress indicator is that you count the ongoing benefit you get from your infrastructure, so that when the infrastructure is wiped out, that counts as a loss. GDP, it just looks like a benefit. So this is a change that needs to be made more generally in our economic accounting, and the federal government, not likely to take it on until quite a few states do.
Participants will look at 9 indicators to create a genuine progress indicator, including standard of living, environment, health, use of time, and psychological well-being. Co-coordinator and a founder of Gross National Happiness USA, Tom Barefoot, says we've outgrown the gross domestic product as the standard for determining progress.
We need to fix the way we're measuring things to reflect the real costs, and some of those are environmental costs, some of those are social costs, and some of those are economic costs, and also to reflect benefits that are not being captured in our current system. So we need to start getting more accurate accounts that we can use for policy making and budgeting. And we also need to start a process of looking at well-being as what we're trying to produce rather than just bigger numbers that show more growth in the economy.
Common Good Vermont works with nonprofits across the state. Project coordinator Lauren Glenn Davidian says the purpose of the conference is to find ways to measure some of the new indicators.
We've become involved with the work of the Gund Institute and Gross National Happiness USA to connect the work of nonprofits who are working on a program level with what we call population level indicators. Big picture indicators that tell us about the well-being of people in Vermont, the quality of the environment in Vermont, and the genuine progress indicator is a huge step towards broadening how we look at well-being for the state.
The conference will be held at the Davis Center on the University of Vermont campus Wednesday, beginning at 9 a.m. Maryland is the only other state that has implemented a genuine progress indicator. The Gund Institute has until January to present a report to the Vermont legislature. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.